You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com. Hello and welcome to the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host, Louise, and today, listeners, I've got an exciting announcement to make. For any information, any links mentioned in this quick announcement, go to studylegalenglish.com/episode 105. So, firstly, I want to give you some background to this announcement. If you are a regular listener to the show, you know that my site, studylegalenglish.com, has got membership options where if you subscribe, you can access more learning resources to help you improve your legal English. I have light membership, where users can get access to transcripts of the podcasts, and pro membership, which has got a lot more features, including vocabulary lists. The vocabulary lists are basically PDF downloads with legal English words taken from the podcast episodes with definitions and example sentences. This feature is one of the favourite features alongside the transcripts of my Podcast Pro members, because they really help learners to get a deeper understanding of the words used in the podcast episodes. Here's some feedback I've received from pro members about the vocabulary lists. Feza, who's a translator, said, "What I like most about the pro membership is the vocabulary and collocation lists. This feature helps me to enhance my legal vocabulary." Salim, who's a student, said, "Being a member has helped me to know more about legal vocabulary and improve my skills in speaking. Also, it has helped me a lot to draft contracts." Now, listeners, my announcement today is related to these vocabulary lists. I'm super happy to share with you this news. I'm announcing a project which is going to make these vocabulary lists even more accurate, because Study Legal English is teaming up with Translegal's World Law Dictionary to create these vocabulary lists from now on. So what exactly is Translegal's World Law Dictionary? I hear you cry. Well, Translegal's World Law Dictionary is a unique project involving leading law schools from around the world who have teamed up with Translegal to create an online multilingual law dictionary. So from now on, Podcast Pro vocabulary lists will be powered by this dictionary, perhaps the world's most powerful legal English dictionary, to bring you the definitions and example sentences for the vocabulary used in the podcast episodes. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you're a pro member of the site, it means that when you access your vocabulary lists from now on, you will get, as you did before, vocabulary lists with the definitions and the examples, but which have been generated using this dictionary. Now, that's not my only news that I want to share with you. I've got more exciting news. So furthermore, whether you are a member of my site or not, to celebrate this new collaboration, I've got some offers to share with you. Yes, I'm being very generous, my listeners. The first offer is this. You can get a 15% discount on Podcast Pro membership with the coupon code TLSLE. That's TLSLE, all capital letters, if you sign up for Podcast Pro membership before May the 31st. Okay, this offer expires on May the 31st, so don't waste any time. If you want to enjoy this offer, go ahead, sign up before the end of May. Just go to studylegalenglish.com/sign-up-pro-regular. It's a long link to remember. I'll leave the link in the show notes. My second offer is for Translegal resources. Yes, because I care about you, my listeners, and I want you to improve your legal English. I've got a special offer just for you. You can get a 15% discount on the Translegal World Law Dictionary by using the code SLE SLE15S. And again, that's all capital letters, SLE15S, when you check out over on the Translegal website. Make sure that you select have a coupon code and then enter that coupon code there for the World Law Dictionary. So you might be thinking, yeah, but why do I want to access that if I've got my vocabulary lists? Well, because even though my podcasts are very good, of course, and you're learning a lot of vocabulary from here, maybe in your day-to-day job, you come across a word that you don't know, you're trying to look it up on the internet, you can't find an answer, or you find a definition, but you're not really sure if it's correct or not. Well, the World Law Dictionary by Translegal can give you really reliable definitions. There's a free version of the Translegal World Law Dictionary where you get limited access to definitions and example sentences. But the full subscription version, which you can sign up to with this 15% discount code, will give you access to a fully comprehensive dictionary. So that's the news that I wanted to share with you today. So that's the end of this quick announcement episode. Head to studylegalenglish.com/episode105 for more information about this episode with all of the links that I've mentioned today and all of those coupon codes. And as well, if you are interested in collaborating with me, head to studylegalenglish.com/us/collaborate for information about projects, partnerships, and sponsorship. So thanks for listening and see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.